became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go. Good morning, and how are you today?
No, there was a pop in there in the first sentence. I missed a couple of words there, but now you're here.
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here. Oh, my. Oh, yes. It feels so good to have some rhythm back. I've got a sweet denouement to tell you about the cat story.
Oh, good.
Okay. This is very sweet. This is very sweet. I told you that my friend, the concert pianist, took Cassie. So yesterday we rendezvoused. Cat was picked up. And Andrea already has a cat named Basil. And Basil, well, just imagine, he's very, very possessive about his space. I've got my woman. He's that kind of cat, right? So she said, and she's very open to all things. She's a pianist, the musician. She does this for a living. She's one of those people up there in the clouds doing her thing. But she said, there's only one proviso, and that is, I'm not sure how Basil's going to react. And I said, fair enough. So Cassie, ever the quiet gentleman, he's the Gandhi of cats. That's how I describe him. Arrived at Basil residence. And this big, he's a big bruising tangerine cat. He's like the cat who would wear motorcycle blacks. He's kind of a cat. And Cassie is like 3 pounds, very long and elegant as Siamese are, and big, beautiful eyes. So Basil, when he sees the cat, just stops in his tracks. And his eyes are squinting, looking at Cassie. Cassie investigates every corner, walks over here, goes to the balcony, sits on the love seat, comes back, walks around, checks things out, doesn't say a word or doesn't meow. And Basil is transfixed. So Andrea said, this is a magic experience because Basil does not like other cats. But he's taken to protecting Cassie because we think, okay, this is maybe silly stuff. We think that both cats get that one is dying.
No, that sounds logical.
Isn't that sweet? And so Cassie has a big brother cat. I'll find out more details today, but it's just an inspiring story, again, about nature.
Yeah, pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, just how they know, that like that intuition.
Yeah. Very much so. Well, you must have stories too with your kids and your cats and your dogs and the growing up and the things that the dogs and the cats would do with your kids.
Well, my biggest story was probably also the cat story, because cat and my old dog became inseparable. Like, they would sleep together. They'd groom each other, that sort of thing. So when it was time to have my dog euthanized, I thought the least I can do is take Cat along so that he understands that this is a permanent situation. And so, you know, I'm sitting on the floor with dog in my arms, and or like across my lap and in my arms, and Cat's wandering around because he's just a comfortable old cat, and, you know, life is good, and he knows everything is fine in his world. And so he's checking out the room and sniffing around, and the vet comes in and administers the shot into the little thing on my dog's paw. And like, I was holding my dog, and I didn't even feel a weight change. Like, I thought I'd feel a weight change or something, and I didn't. But the cat got up, walked under a chair, and sat with his back to me. Really? And the vet came over and said, "She's gone now."
Wow.
But the cat knew, and the cat would not talk to me for a couple of days.
Really? I think
he just had to digest it. But it was so interesting because it was just, you know, sniffing around. And then the minute the dog was gone, he just sat under the chair with his back to me.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was sort of interesting. But, and I must admit, I was a little worried that he wouldn't talk to me ever again. But he came around.
Oh. What was Cat's name?
Cat.
Cat. What a good name for a cat.
Well, people used to say, "Well, how could you call him Cat?" And I said, "Well, how does he know the difference? He's not doesn't speak English and say, oh, well, they've just named me after what I am. You know, they don't know that."
Oh, that's sweet. Whatever happened to Cat?
Well, he went into renal failure. And so I spent, $1,000 and some, you know, fixing that up, and I had to inject these bags of water subcutaneously. I mean, fortunately, I had a lovely vet up in Courtney. And when I first took Cat in, he met me there on a Saturday because the place wasn't open. And, you know, we're going through everything. And he said, are you comfortable with me taking Cat home with me instead of leaving him here? Because I'd like to. And I thought, oh, my, isn't that a lovely vet? He said, of course, you can take the cat home. So he monitored Cat and sort of stabilized him over the weekend, and then on Monday taught me how to inject these massive great needles under the loose skin on his withers. And I did that for months, a couple of bags a day, just to keep him well hydrated, and he recuperated. But it was such a process, and he was so tolerant of these needles that when a couple of years later he went into renal failure, I said to my daughter, we have to let him go. We can't do that to him again. And he was also, by then he was into his teens.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just, so unfortunately it happened while I was away, but my daughter took him into the vet. And, yeah. And I mean, he was originally her cat, so maybe it was just as well, but she did that for him. Now then, let's get down to business.
Okay.
Have you been to the website recently? I played with some colors. I remember when I did the Promote Nanaimo.
Yeah.
You liked some of the colors. You said they reminded you of the ocean and the sand of Greece.
Yeah.
So what is it? The Story Goddess? StoryGoddess.com. Let me just go there. So I was playing with colors just on the homepage. The beige that you liked, it was sort of a sandy color. Just seemed too dark and flat. So I took it a little bit lighter, played around a wee bit, but have you given any more? Because you said you weren't keen on the chartreuse anymore.
You know what? I'm just going there now so that I can see, because quite frankly, this is my first day back on track and I'm excited, but let me get there. Hold on.
I find the colors calming, but maybe, I don't know if that's what you want. Any of the links still have the chartreuse background, only it's a very pale chartreuse.
Okay, I see it now. Now, what were you talking about, the colors?
So you see where the sandy beige color is behind the Story Goddess?
Yep.
That used to be that chartreuse that you see up on the tab.
Oh, right.
And you said you weren't as keen on it.
Right.
And I did take a screenshot so that you couldn't shop and compare. But I like if you click on one of the links, like the Mars Sulica or whatever, the color that you see on the line is the color of the chartreuse that it used to be.
Right. I like the lighter tone. I do.
So the lighter tone of the sand color or the very pale behind the color on Mars Sulica?
The very pale color behind my name. That's lovely. I like that. Now the beige, let me get back. Okay. I like it.
But there's a not 100% in there. I was only just playing. I like the blue. It has a brightness and a positiveness to me.
Yep, very good, so.
It's just a matter of what is that accent color that doesn't detract?
Right.
So just a second here. What I can do is actually go in. Okay. Can you just refresh your page?
Oops, I'm going to do that right now. Yep.
Is it back to chartreuse?
Yes. I don't know. I like that chartreuse.
Oh, okay. Because you didn't like it last time we talked.
Well, I think I didn't like it everywhere. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's got a life force to it, this combination.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play with that heavy color throughout the rest of the document. In other words, the lighter shade works better, I think. It's too much if it's with a lot of copy.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
But this I like because it's lively.
Now, what about, you see where I've got Mars Sulica, Street Cred, Crackpad, Itinerary, and Works in Progress?
Yep.
I switched those colors over too to the sandy color. Now, what would you like as the accent? Now, we can just keep the chartreuse on this home page.
Right.
And not repeat it, except in things like the lines on Mars Sulica.
That works for me. Yes. I like the black type with the chartreuse in the Mars Sulica Street Cred crack pad, etc. So no, I'm not as fond of the beige as I am of the brightness of that, but just for those, what do we call them, portals?
So like the tabs where we go to the different pages?
Right.
Okay, so you want that in the chartreuse as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's just do that right this minute. Just so that you can see as we go. And I need to change the other color to the accent color. Okay, now it still has the two-tone behind, and I'll change that shortly. Or I guess I could even just take that out right this second. Refresh your page now. Okay. I've changed two of them. And make sure that that's what you like. I've changed Mars Sulica and Street Cred.
I see that.
And then I can take that background color and just put it straight into blue again. So if you refresh now, you can see the bar behind it. I was just, because of that sandy beige color, I needed a contrast. So I did the two-tone.
So hover color is chartreuse. Copy color is that gray. That works.
So now, what happened to the Mexico connection? Have you talked to him at all about what's going to happen with your...
I'm giving it another shot today. No, I haven't. Since I got back, I was sick, and then the cat thing, now that's over. So today is my first day back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just asking. Thing that I had a note is you had some things on here that people could buy. There was the 16 Things Women Want to Know and the Leopardo Fashion Animal.
Yes.
How do they go about buying from you?
Well, 16 Things Leopardo thing is not complete. It's not printed. It's not done, but it's in progress. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
We don't have to do anything with that until there is something to do with it. But I just need to let you know that that's one of the things that could be available.
Okay.
Between you and me.
Yeah.
Book, of course, but that's people can get that on Amazon.
So if you could just, you know, go through this at your convenience and just check the tabs, see if there's other things you want to have or, and then, yeah, your work's in progress even. So as I say, if you could just go through the entire website and, you know, now come up with, now the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to call it the Pardo Podcast or?
What do we want to call it?
I would suggest, because I've done this, and especially if iTunes is now having iPodcasts or whatever up the road, if boomers are out there looking for boomer, and I think that's going to be probably our audience.
Yeah.
To have something like boomer in the title so that there is no question. I mean, the Pardo podcast tells them nothing.
I agree.
You know, if they're looking, if they're searching, so.
No, I agree. Yeah. Let's come up with a name that uses that then.
Okay. And then, yeah, just keep me in the link what's happening with YouTube and.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, just, yeah, you know, once you're back in the saddle and. Now, can your friend keep the cat?
Yes. Good. The friend can keep the cat. She's at Cambie and just across the bridge, the Cambie Street Bridge, Cambie and whatever it
and
is.
Something, yeah.
Seventh. Yeah. Anyway, not as convenient for me to get to, but for the moment, we're just taking it day by day.
You've got a way convenience. It's not convenient to be stressed out and screamed at.
Yeah. You're right. Of course, I'm a human being. I want everything. So yeah, I completely forgot about that because it was so horrible. But yeah, it's just not easy for me to get to. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that, and we don't know how much time the cat has left anyway. So it's day by day. Renal failure and heart failure are not good things.
Yeah, no, for sure. So renal failure usually takes them fairly quickly.
Really?
Yeah. And as a warning, like what happened with us is. His cat just got weaker and weaker because he, and I had tried everything, like putting, you know, like opening a can of tuna fish and using that as water to drink. And he just didn't want any more. He just knew that he'd had enough. That's and right. Then one morning, the fur isn't as nice and things like that. And then just one morning, he went to jump off the bed and he sort of crumpled. Yeah. So Megan knew that was that.
Right.
You know, very little pee and poo in the litter box and things like that. So it seems dreadful, but I think cats are amazing at just sort of going into themselves and shutting down slowly.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yeah. And that's why I think a lot of them actually run away to die.
That's interesting too.
Yeah.
When the cat was here for that overnight, he wanted to be on the ground. You know, I put him on a pillow and he jumped down and he wanted to be as close to the ground as possible. Mm. And I found that interesting because it's that instinct to be as safe as possible, to be close. And that was an insight for me. I hadn't realized, but it's true for all of us. I think we just want to be close and safe.
Yeah. And you know, and I think you can, you know, relieve some guilt too, because cats are, I think, a pretty unique creature.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we don't have to go like, oh, I should be cuddling the cat, because quite often they just go within and that's where they want to be.
Yep. You're confirming what I sensed. I thank you for that. That's good to know from another person who's seen it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very special period right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's in a safe place and he's with a buddy cat. Could you imagine having a buddy? Is that sweet?
Well, and it is, you know, just in terms of, and again, your conscience, you know, because we all have consciences over these things. But to spend his last hours, you know, whether that's 72 or 172, doesn't much matter. But to spend his last days in the company of a companion.
Yeah.
It's just, There'll be a constant presence there.
Yeah. Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you good for tomorrow, Wednesday? Or are you with a little lady again?
No, I have my lady tomorrow morning. And then Thursday would work, though, if that's good for you.
Absolutely.
That gives you a bit of time, too, to sort of get your ducks in a row, get, you know, sort of back into the swing of things. And yeah.
Right.
Good. I might take a look at this and just sort of try to figure out, you know, a bit of layout. But once again, if you see something on another website or if you come up with some idea, just let me know.
I will do that.
Because you've seen, I mean, the original setup was the stuff that took the time, playing with the colors, trying to get stuff to work and that sort of stuff. But now it's just a matter of zinging it in. It'll go quickly from here on in. So don't feel that it's like, oh my God, I'm going to give her all this extra work. Because as I say, it's pretty straightforward now. I'm back with my little black book, which helps because that's how I keep track of colors. And like for every page I've ever done, I've got my little color combinations and my fonts and all that stuff.
Okay. Good. We're on it. I'm happy.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah. It'd be nice to move forward on this. Get some stuff happening.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All righty.
We'll talk on Thursday. Have a good day today and tomorrow.
Yeah. You too.
All right.
Bye.